لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. We were discussing about the sifat and attributes to look for in a husband, and the sifat and attributes to look for in a wife.
Oh, the husband we already discussed in the previous lessons.
This is narrated from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam,
that
Ata Rajulun, a person came to the Prophet Ata Rajulun al-Nabiyya يستأمره في النكاح. A person came and asked the Prophet about nikah, asking his command, asking him, you know, what he's supposed to do about nikah, in other words.
فَقَالَ
رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Messenger of Allah,
said, أَنْكِحْ, that means marry, وَعَلَيْكَ,
بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ,
marry and go for someone who is a religious person.
Bizat-e-Din, a woman who has religion.
That means you should go for a woman who has religion. Somebody who is pious, who is mutadayyin, who is deendar, who cares about the religion and practices the religion.
So, Zat-e-Din, a religious girl is emphasized in the hadith. Also, I think I had written down some of those sifat
I think I wrote down in the previous class those sifat walud,
that someone who has more children,
walud, loving nature, someone who is a woman who is loving in nature, and afif, someone who is chaste in her character,
iffat and pakdamani, and chastity.
Four
was
Aziza, that means Muazzaz and respected in her own family. And number five was Zalila in the Ba'liha, that means somebody who is down to earth and modest in front of her husband.
Mutawazi.
And then sixth was Zat-e-Din, someone who has religion, that means deendar and mutadayyin, and religious person abiding by religious rulings, and seventh of all was muti, that means obedient to the husband. These were the seven attributes that we should look for, a person should look for in a wife. Now we were discussing about each one of those, and I already told you some of the ahadith that talks about the first five of these attributes. We discussed some of the ahadith, and today we are discussing the sixth one, which is Zatul Deen. That means someone who is mutadayyin, deendar, religious person. As a mu'min, we should give importance to the religion as the highest level of importance. Everybody, Islam is not a religion that opposes looking a girl who is good in her appearance or beautiful or good looking. Islam does not oppose that. What Islam opposes is that should not be the only reason for marrying the girl. This is what Islam opposes. So Jamal and beauty, if somebody, of course everyone likes that, it's natural, but Islam says that do not go for this reason only. The real reason for marriage has to be Zatul Deen, someone who has religion, mutadayyin, muttaqi, pious person. That's the real reason. In addition to that, if you can also get other things, is good, nothing wrong with that. But don't just go for these reasons only. That is problematic. Look at this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he has said that إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الرَّجُلُ, and likewise another very common reason is mal, that means the wealth. That's what some people go for, money, rich people looking for wealth. Again, it's, you know, this is, should not be the only reason for marriage. The only reason for which Islam gives importance is taqwa and piety and religion. In addition to that, if you can get something else as well, that's okay, there's nothing wrong. But that these should not be the only reasons for marriage. So here in this hadith, you find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الرَّجُلُ, المرأة لمالها أو جمالها لم يرزق ذلك. Please pay attention. لم يرزق ذلك. If someone marries, if a man marries a woman for the sake of her money or her beauty, لم يرزق ذلك, he will not be given that. That means Allah is not going to give him that. You will not get what you were looking for. You will neither end up getting money nor end up getting the beauty. None of those two. And then he said, فَإِن تَزَوَّجَهَا لِدِينِهَا, فَإِن تَزَوَّجَهَا لِدِينِهَا, if he marries her for the sake of her religion, رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ
is going to award him, is going to give him jamalaha wa malaha. Allah will give him her beauty and her money. So you go for the religion, you marry her for the sake of her religion, and Allah will provide you her beauty plus the money, her money as well. But if you go for her money or her beauty, لَمْ يُرْزَقْ ذَلِكَ, you're not going to get that. Some people think they are smarter and they can achieve what they want, where they forget the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running the whole universe according to His qada and qadr, His divine decisions. And nothing can supersede the divine decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the second, another hadith, that is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we find that the Prophet has said, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ إِمْرَأَةً Whosoever marries a woman.
Yeah, boss, can you please take these things away, because it keeps on falling and there are pins. It may stick into the feet of a person. See, these also. And this. And these two pins, please. So it may not fall any further. I don't think there's any more remaining. Yeah, thank you. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Man tazawwaja imra'atan limaliha If a person marries a woman for her money, wakkalahu Allahu ilayhi. Allah will submit him to the money. Allah will submit him to that. So he will be at the mercy of the money. This guy will end up becoming at the mercy of the money. How silly would that be? وَمَنْ تَزَوَّجَهَا لِجَمَالِهَا And then the Prophet said, وَمَنْ As a wajaha, and whoever marries a woman for her beauty, le jamaliha, for the sake of her beauty, ra'a fiha, ra'a fiha. He will see in her ma yakrah, what he hates. Anyone who marries a woman for the sake of her beauty, ra'a fiha ma yakrah, he will see in her what he hates. This is the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom even the idol worshippers of Makkah used to call him Sadiq and Ameen. And it's always true. It's going to happen. No one can challenge and deny. It's just like a mark on the stone. Somebody likes it or not, that's the way it will happen. If anyone marries a woman for the sake of her money, Allah will surrender the guy to the money. Now you will be at the mercy of the money. Wherever, whatever the money does to you, that's what is going to be your, you would end up be at the mercy of the money, in other words. وَمَنْ تَزَوَّجَهَا لِجَمَالِهَا Whoever marries a woman for the sake of her beauty, he is bound to find in her what he hates. So unless we correct our criteria and we marry somebody for the sake of her religion, things will never improve. So basically our own jahl backfires us. Let me put it like that. It's always our own jahl that backfires us.
And it has been said in another hadith
that man tazawwaja imra'atan bi jamaliha
whoever marries a woman for the sake of her beauty ja'alallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make jamalaha her beauty wabalan alayhi wabale jaan it will become end up becoming a musibat a problem a trouble a problem for the person so
it's natural for a person to like the beauty and you know but Islam is saying don't go for beauty only go for Zat-e-Deen for someone who has religion you will end up having the rest of the things as well if you care about the religion Allah will take care of the rest of the things for you Remember the story of Juwaybir?
Juwaybir was one of the poorest ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And when you enter the Masjid an-Nabi Here is the dome, the green dome, and here is the Babu Jibreel. There is a door which is called Babu Jibreel. That's from where Jibreel used to enter. We call it Babu Jibreel. So when you enter from Babu Jibreel, here you find, I don't know about the recent, they have made so much changes in the constructions and things, I don't know what's the recent situation, but earlier, when I went there was here was where the Suffa was located there was a platform Suffa in Arabic means platform Suffa the platform there was a small platform here with and here were the Hujra and the house of the Prophet Hujra where he used to live close to Prophet's Hujra there was a platform outside where Ashab al-Suffa, people who were the some of the poorest people of the city who did not have any house. They used to sleep here. In the history, we call them Ashab al-Suffa, the companions of the platform. They had no house. They had no job. They had nowhere to go. So Juwaybir was one of the Ashab al-Suffa. But he was a very muttaqi person. So Prophet asked him about marriage and he said, Ya Rasulullah, who is going to marry his daughter to me? I have no job, no house, nothing. These things sound to be very awkward nowadays for some people because the society has gone so far away from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that's why the blessings are also taken away from the societies. Barakat are taken away. So, but whosoever practices the teachings of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam will always find barakat in his life. So, Prophet said, go to the house, go to such and such person. There was a person named Zubair, an extremely rich person of Medina, who recently converted to Islam. Extremely rich. Prophet said to Zubair, go to his house and say that I am the messenger of Rasulullah, the messenger of the messenger of Allah. And Prophet has sent me to ask for the hand of your daughter. Zubair is a very pious person. He heard that statement, the command of Rasulullah. He went to the house of Zubair, such an extremely rich person. He knocked the door. He came out, Zubair came out himself. And he, this poor man, he said the same thing, that I am the messenger of Allah. And Prophet asked me to, he sent me with a message, in other words, and that is that he asked me to ask for the hand of your daughter. He said, well, we don't marry outside our family. Zubair was an extremely poor person. He didn't have proper clothes to wear. And these things are unthinkable for some people in our societies, because we are so much into the money and so much into the attachments of our lifestyles and conveniences and luxuries that we have forgotten the mayar and mizan and criterias why the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt were so close to Allah. We forgot those criteria. We don't have those things applied in our lives. It's just the words remaining. We just keep on claiming with our tongue that we follow the Ahlul Bayt, but the practice is different. And that, so basically, you know, he said his statement, the guy refused him on the door. His daughter was listening in the room, from the room she was listening that statement, and she was a wise girl. She said from her room, that addressing her dad, that you did not pay attention to what he said. She addressed her dad, you did not pay attention to what he said. He said, I am the messenger of Allah. He did not come from his own. He is bringing an order from Rasulullah. Did you pay attention to that? Don't refuse what the Prophet has said. It's the command of Rasulullah. It's not his words. So because of the statement of his daughter, Zubair thought, okay, let's go and see Rasulullah. Then he came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet, basically the conversation happened, the khulasa and summary of the conversation is that Prophet said to him, you know, if your daughter agrees, marry her with him. In other words, so he came back and he asked his daughter, he said, I agree, if that's the person which Prophet has chosen for me, I agree. And she agreed, and the marriage took place. A poor person who has no job, no proper clothes to wear, and no house. It's unthinkable in today's world if somebody comes and asks for my daughter, somebody who has no job, no house, nothing, no proper clothes to wear. What am I going to do? Let's ask this question to ourselves. What are we going to do? Are we on the Sirat al-Mustaqim of Rasulullah? So for 3 days, Jubair had no contact with his wife, no relationship with his wife. For all 3 nights he was busy in his ibadat. Somebody complained from their side to the Holy Prophet that what sort of husband you provided for this girl, you know. This guy is just busying ibadat throughout the night. Prophet called him, asked to him to be called. In other words, Jubair came to see Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, because of your barakat, your blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had no place to live. Allah provided a place for me. And because of your barakat, I had no one to marry. Allah provided a wife for me. So I did my nazar that I will spend 3 nights in the ibadat of Allah, and I do 3 fastings. For the shukr of this happened. We have hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ, if someone comes to you, man قَرَّوْنَا خُلْقَهُ, whose akhlaq you are pleased with, وَدِينَهُ, and his religion, that means the person has religious values and taqwa, you are pleased with his akhlaq, his morals, and his religion, that means his taqwa and moral values, فَزَوَّجُوهُ, marry him. If somebody proposes to you for, comes to you for marriage, someone who comes to you whose morals and religion you are pleased with, marry him. That means marry your daughter with him, or you know, marry your marry him. In other words, yeah. And then Prophet said, yeah, he said, for the wujuhu, that means marry him. That's what I meant. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ, if you don't do that, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there will be mischief and fitna on the face of earth. So basically the fitna and mischief and the harams which are existing on the face of earth, the human beings themselves are responsible for the entire fitna and harams and mischief. Because they don't follow the teachings of the Holy Prophet, the fitna will happen, people will resort to do harams, marriage has become hard, committing harams has become easier. Because we have made marriage so difficult that for some poor people it's almost impossible to marry because of our love of money. So that's the way we have done. Look at the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he has said that إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ, if one of you has the intention of marrying, فَلْيُصَلِّ
فليصلي ركعتين ويحمد الله.
If one of you intends to marry, he should pray two rakats of prayers and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things are in the hands of Allah and He will always help.
So, we were talking about the criteria of Zat-e-Deen, choosing a woman who has religion.
And also in another hadith, it has been mentioned.
So you learnt in the story of Juwaybir that Prophet has married one of the poorest persons of the entire city to one of the richest girls of that city. And this is not one incident in the life of Rasulullah. We find that several incidents of that kind have happened. Several, not one. So it was the constant sunnah of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam to marry the poor people with the rich. Islam wants to crush this evil criteria that the rich can only marry with the rich and the poor can only marry with the poor. This is extremely condemned in Islam. This is what is going to end when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam appears. There will be no tabaqat. Tabaqati Nizam, the class system of the society, this is the upper class and this is the richer class. There will be zero class system remaining in that time. So we find the Holy Prophet has said that Iyyakum خضراء الدم إياكم وخضراء الدم. دم in Arabic means garbage. So sometimes you find some green plantations grow on the garbage and trash. Prophet has said, keep away. Keep away from the greenery you find in the garbage. Sometimes you find nice looking, beautiful woman in a bad family. Isn't that right? And somebody asked the Holy Prophet, what do you mean by the plantations, the greenery in the garbage? And Prophet said, Al-Mar'atul Hasna, a beautiful looking woman, a beautiful woman fi mambit as-su, in a bad family. Away from a beautiful woman from belonging to a bad family.
Also, Imam Salih alayhi salam has said that إنما المرأة قلادة. Woman is a necklace, qalada. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَتَقَلَّدْ.
Look at how our imams have tried to explain the things so that things settle in our minds and we go according to what we are commanded.
فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَتَقَلَّدْ.
So look what type of necklace are you putting in your neck. And
خير نسائكم
خير نسائكم الطيبة الريح good smell coming from her
good smell for the husband in other words الطيبه الطبخ someone who has good food cooking skill cooks good food الطيبه الطبخ
التي إذا أنفقت
the one when she spends money when she spends she does the infaq when she does the infaq
إذا أنفقت
sorry إذا
إذا أنفقت أنفقت بمعروف وإن أمسكت أمسكت بمعروف
And when she does not spend, Musaq means rok ke rakhna, kharch na karna, infaq na karna. When you abstain from spending or doing infaq, you, it's called imsaq. When you don't spend, you keep it up to you. Amsakat. And amsakat, amsakat. معروف
فتلك عامل
this woman is one of the workers من عمال الله among the workers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so these are the things which are good. There are things that are good. It's true that it's not wajib on the woman to cook the food, but you have to do more than what is wajib. The husband is also supposed to do more than what is wajib, and the wife is also supposed to do more than what is wajib. Going an extra mile, doing something more, that's how you earn respect, that's how you earn love. If you just do what is wajib only, you're not going to earn respect and love. And win the heart. You win the heart of a person when you do more than what you are obliged. And so basically, when you have infaq, when you spend, you will be good with dealing with the guests. Mehmandari, because you do the infaq. You love to spend it on others, to take care of others' needs, to poor people, to guests. Making other poor people, other people happy is a good value in your eyes. Imsak, not spending, bima'roof, keeping yourself away. If you have this quality, you will keep yourself away from israf. You not overspend.
and not waste the money, waste the resources. Bukhl is a positive attribute for the woman and a negative attribute for a man. A man is supposed to be sakhi. If you have the money, don't do bukhl towards your family. If Allah gave you money, spend it for their needs. Don't keep them waiting for their needs. But for a woman, bukhl is a praised attribute. She should not spend the money of the husband without her permission. Also, I don't remember the name of that person exactly, whether it was Zubair or not. I'm not sure about the name of that person who converted to Islam recently. I'm not sure about his name. So, yeah, I can check in the history and then let you know, inshallah. But I don't know his name exactly. Yeah, another hadith that is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Find the Prophet has said, قال الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إذا أردت, if I wish, أن أجمع للمسلم, and I wish, if I wish to combine for a Muslim, خير الدنيا والآخرة, the best of dunya and akhirat, best of this world and the other, جعلت له I provide for him, or I make him, give him qalban khashi'an, heart which fears Allah, wa lisanan dhakiran, and a tongue which remembers Allah, performs the zikr of Allah. وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا وَجَسَدًا عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرًا and provide for him a body which has sabr on bala and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, test, wa zawjatan mu'mina, and a mu'min wife. Wa zawjatan mu'mina. Test, zawjatul muttaqeen. Volume 8. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I wish to combine for a Muslim the best of dunya and akhirat, these are the things that Allah does. Allah provides a heart which has khushu and fear of Allah, and a lisan, a tongue which is busy in Allah's zikr and remembrance, and jasadan, a body which is sabir, has patience over bala and test from Allah. Zawjatan mu'mina, and a mu'min wife. So basically we should pray to Allah and we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We should do our side of the duty and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help.
Because there are some of the Quran has already warned us in clear words. In the light of that verse, we understand that there are some. See, look at this verse of Holy Quran.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu,
for you who believe.
Inna min azwajikum.
That means certainly some of your wives.
Inna min azwajikum.
Some of your wives and children.
Wa awladikum.
Aduwan lakum. Are your enemies.
فَحْذَرُوهُمْ.
Allah is warning us from them. We need to be careful about them. We need to keep, you know, we learn in the light of this verse, we need to keep awake, be warned, careful from them. Some of our wives and children are our enemies. Any relationship that we have with somebody which is not based on deen, on religion, on taqwa, is actually adawat. Any kind of relation with anybody, if you have a friendship with somebody which is not based on deen and taqwa, this is not called friendship, this is actually enmity and adawat. We don't know it right now, we don't discover it, we will discover it when we enter into the grave. And on the day of judgment, we will discover that all our relationships that were not based on taqwa were actually enmities and adawat. We could not understand it because of our jahl. Actually, it was enmity, it was not a relation, it was not a friendship. This is Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 14.
Continue that. We have some more things, points to learn about the deen, the dayun, and also some of the important things which should be, we should care about. Inshallah, we'll discuss that in the next class.